Hello and welcome everyone to the Macro Opportunities November monthly podcast. In November, risk assets rallied meaningfully on improved political certainty following the U.S. presidential election and in response to a string of impressive COVID-19 vaccine breakthroughs. Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca each announced trial results with very high efficacy rates and with very few safety concerns, suggesting regulatory approval and initial rollout is likely to follow in December. In the U.S., the Democratic nominee for President Joe Biden won the election, but Democrats failed to gain enough seats to flip control of the Senate from the Republican Party. U.S. Treasury bond yields fell and the curve flattened, as a divided Congress is likely to limit Biden's intended program of large-scale government spending and associated borrowing. Despite the strong risk rally that followed the positive vaccine news, developed market government bond yields did not rise materially as COVID-19 infections remained persistently high in Europe and the U.S. registered record new cases. Accordingly, central banks have committed to maintain a highly accommodative monetary stance to support the recovery and bridge the gap until vaccine deployment is advanced. The Bank of England and the Reserve Bank of Australia held true to this as both expanded their asset purchase programs during the month, with the latter also cutting its key interest rate and three-year government bond yield target from 0.25% to 10% to 10 basis points. In terms of portfolio positioning, headline duration decreased by approximately 4 years, with most of the decrease concentrated in the 10 and 30-year part of the curve. As the spread between German and Italian 10-year bonds compressed, our core European short was increased to negative 5.5 years. Both high yield and investment grade credit were reduced as risk rallied and spreads tightened through the month. Some of the reduction was offset by additions to European subordinated financials. In developed currency markets, short euro currency position was increased by 4%, and the long British pound position was trimmed by 1.3 as the currency strengthened versus the dollar. In emerging market currencies, profits were taken and positions reduced marginally in Brazil, Mexico, and Russia. In terms of performance, emerging market debt and currency positions were the most significant contributor to performance, mainly as a result of exposures to Mexico, Russia, Brazil, and Indonesia. Overall duration positioning contributed to performance mainly due to long U.S. duration exposure, especially in longer dated rates. Investment grade credit was also positive as spreads tightened significantly over the month, especially from financial and CDX exposures. High yield was a modest contributor as the result of energy exposures. So for the outlook going forward, the combination of recent extraordinary news on the vaccine front, reasonable current economic momentum, and probable further fiscal help should support fixed income and risk markets. However, challenges remain in vaccine production and distribution, as well as the rebuilding of hard-hit segments of the global economy. So we maintain our base case outlook for a longer U-shaped recovery. The Fed's determination to prevail against strong disinflationary forces is encouraging, even if the task will prove difficult. The enormity of the Fed's commitment to its asymmetric approach also supports the likelihood of the sustainability of the recovery, even given the immediate growth challenges from the COVID crisis. This very low for very long commitment also enhances the prospects that Treasury duration can be a useful complementary portfolio asset. So that concludes our podcast for November. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.